The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Annie Fixler, who's the deputy director and research fellow at FTD's cyber crime, cyber unit, technology and information. All of that focused now on Iran as a growing threat, ambitious and daring. And the question is, what is to be done? Sanctions. Iran is under severe sanctions in all directions, banking, energy, oil, its finances. Is there any evidence that sanctions directed against one of the major tools that Iran is using, say university recruiting centers? Is there any evidence that that's had success, Annie?
So it's sanctions are a mixed bag. They are very valuable for certain things, but we shouldn't overstate their value and overstate what they can accomplish. Sanctions on Iran's energy sector, on its banking sector, those are having serious impacts on Iran's economy and the ability of its regime to fund its nuclear program and missile program. So I don't want to understate the value of sanctions. But when it comes to sanctioning individual hackers, I get highly skeptical. Those individual hackers likely don't have money in the United States, aren't transacting in a way that our financial sanctions are set up to address. That said, I am very interested in the ways we can use sanctions against the places where Iran's hackers are learning. So I mentioned universities, lots of other kinds of research centers, because sanctions affect the ability of a company and organization to operate globally. And to the extent that those universities and research institutes have partnerships abroad, a sanction against them is very damaging, because not only does it impact their ability to actually do business and transact, it is a black mark on their record. So research institutions in Europe, for example, or in other areas of the world, might look at that and say, icky, I don't want to partner with a company, a university, a research center who the U.S. government has said funds malicious activity and teaches its hackers how to engage in offensive cyber operations against my country. That seems like something I don't want to do. So it reduces the ability of those research institutions and universities to recruit, to operate, to have partnerships, all of which may limit their ability to gain new knowledge for their students.
All right. Imposing costs. That's one recommendation from the FTD. Strengthen defense. This one attracts me because I'm an old-fashioned gamer. Conduct joint cyber war games with allies in the Middle East. Is that already happening, Annie?
To some extent, yes. Some of that is already happening. But I think there's a lot more that can be done to strengthen the capabilities of our partners and allies. So one of the real lessons learned out of this situation in Ukraine is that cyber defense works. It has always been thought that the attacker has the advantage and defense is sort of a loser's game. But what we saw is that all of the cyber capacity building programs the United States had with Ukraine over the past 5 or so years has enabled the folks on the ground to have a real effect and be able to defend their systems. And this is valuable to the United States. I mean, A, because our allies and partners are stronger, but B, when cyber sort of weapons get launched, sometimes the attacker doesn't maintain control over them and they can spread very dangerously. So if our allies and partners can stop an attack midstream, they can limit the damage that might blow back onto us. So the more we can strengthen the capabilities of our partners and allies, the stronger we become.
Going on offense, I like this a great deal because it's not reactive, it's proactive. So divisions between hackers working for different parts of the Iranian government. It sounds like the first chapter of a novel. What would it look like?
Right. So what we have seen historically in Iran is that hackers are sort of freelancers. They work on a contract for the Ministry of Intelligence, or they work on a contract for the IRGC, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, and they're sort of agnostic who their bosses are. They're going to take a contract that looks good to them, that they can make some money on. And then they'll also do some freelancing and some criminal activities, and they'll make some money. The rivalry internally, domestically within Iran, between the Ministry of Intelligence and the IRGC seems to be solidifying some of those groups, so that particular APT groups affiliate more strongly with the IRGC, and other groups affiliate more strongly with the Ministry of Intelligence. There was an instance a couple years ago in which the tactics and tools of one particular group were leaked online. And the theory became, as more information became available, that a rival hacker group had leaked that information. And so their rival had to sort of rebuild their whole infrastructure, because the systems they were using, the tools they were using, were out in the open and everyone could defend against it. I thought that was very interesting. And I think that gives us some unique case. It's a unique case study that we should see how we can model and replicate. Because if we can get the sort of the hacker groups to target each other, to cannibalize each other, they can never launch an attack because they're too busy sort of fighting amongst themselves. So the more we can take advantage of these rivalries, then we prevent them from actually accomplishing anything.
You name Shahid Beheshti University and Sharif University of Technology as two centers of excellence for cybercrime. Right now, to your understanding, are they under sanctions, or are they being watched in some fashion?
They are being watched. I believe they're under sanctions for other activities. I would need to double check the latest. Sanctions can be a moving target, particularly as the Biden administration has looked to re-enter the nuclear agreement. But those two universities are well known for what they are doing. But it does take more intelligence to understand where else folks are learning. So formal institutions, universities are one place, but we're seeing also a lot of informal institutions or research institutions that may not be as well known as those two. It's important to draw attention to those two universities because they are large and they have reputations, but they're not the only two.
Annie Fixler is the Deputy Director of the Center on Cyber and Technology Innovation of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.